This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Matt from Redmond is. Matt, are you there?
I'm here, ready to go.
Yes, I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matt has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Costco originated in what U.S. state?
Washington.
Correct. The song, Can You Feel the Love Tonight, is from what Disney movie?
Pass.
What TV host recently fell down a 60-foot hill in Pennsylvania?
Pass.
What two countries tied for the most gold medals in the 2024 Olympics?
USA and Japan.
No.
USA and China.
Correct. In math, what does the P stand for in PEMDAS?
Perimeter.
No.
Pass.
There are 128 ounces in how many gallons?
1, 2, 3.
One, yes. The Pine Tree State is the official nickname for what East Coast state?
Virginia.
No.
Massachusetts.
No.
Vermont.
No. The majority of humans have how many ribs?
12.
No. Matt, you got three correct. Ooh.
Matt, out of curiosity, did you lose power? Do you have power currently?
We do not have power in Redmond.
Oh, yay, Matt! The East Side got just wrecked.
The East Side got wrecked. Do you? Okay, well, you apparently have cell service, so that's good.
Oh, I do at work now.
At work? So at home, do you not?
Do not at work at home. Oh. Nope.
That's insane.
Wait, he doesn't have power?
He doesn't have cell service where he lives. Kirkland doesn't have power or cell service.
Damn.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Costco originated in what U.S. state?
Washington.
Yes. The song Can You Feel the Love Tonight is from what Disney movie?
Moana?
No.
I don't know. Aladdin?
No.
What's the other one? Little Mermaid?
No. What TV host recently fell down a 60-foot hill in Pennsylvania?
Jay Leno.
Yes. What two countries tied for the most gold medals in the 2024 Olympics?
Tied for the most gold. I'm going to go Germany and the United States of America.
No.
United States of America and China.
Correct. In math, what does the P stand for in PEMDAS?
Can't say that on the radio.
Wow.
Potato.
No.
Pneumonia.
No.
Puppies.
No. There are 128 ounces in how many gallons?
Three?
No.
Two?
No.
Four?
No.
Damn it.
The Pine Tree State is the official nickname for what East Coast state?
I'm going to go New Jersey.
No.
New York?
No.
Philadelphia?
No. Woo, these were kind of tough, I guess.
Aye.
Steve, you got three correct.
Oh, my
which
goodness.
Which is a tie. 3-3. You don't have power or cell service where you live, but, you know, at least you didn't lose to Migs.
Tie is better than a loss.
That's true.
Have a great day, guys.
You too, my friend. Hopefully you get your power quick.
Yeah. The song, Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Oh, The Lion King.
Of course.
You know
my
it.
Bad.
Yeah.
Is that Elton John?
Can
yes.
You feel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you singing it like Scott Stapp from Creed?
The weird things that stick in your brain, PEMDAS, I will never forget what that means.
Really?
Yes. The P stands for, Danny, do you know?
Parentheses.
Yep.
What?
parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, addition, subtraction.
Yeah, so what you're supposed to do in a math problem.
The
you start
order.
With the parentheses, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My gosh, I don't ever remember learning that.
I'm so scared of the day that my daughter is old enough that she has to do actual math.
I can't imagine what it's like now.
And I mean, I think she already knows it, but she's going to realize rather quickly that her father is not very bright. Because I have no idea how to do any of that stuff.
Pass it along to mom.
You know what? I love my wife. I don't know if she even can do that either. I feel like we're going to have to hire a tutor. I could be wrong. You know, my wife will probably put in the work to learn it, though.
She'll like YouTube it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. YouTube, Google. We'll be fine. We will survive.
We got artificial intelligence to do that for us now.
The Pine Tree State is the official nickname for what East Coast state? It's like the most East Coast.
Maine.
Yes. Mm. And the majority of humans have how many ribs, Steve? You didn't get to this one.
I'm going to go 8.
No.
Is it 13?
12?
No. Matt said 12. We have 12 on each side.
24.
Oh my gosh.
We got 24 ribs in there.
That's hella ribs.
That's hella. Well, congrats on tying, Steve.
We have this brand new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave voice messages.
I have an example of one of the voice messages that we just got. I feel like it's a good tie-in for what we just did. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Beat mix.
Ooh.
That's it.
I like it.
One listener left us a message going off on their kid's tattoo.
Beat mix.
Why? We will slide into our VMs after Weezer.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we are apparently living in the future because we have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can now leave us a voice message. We have been getting some very interesting messages already. Some are very interesting. So we would like to slide into our VMs.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You too can leave us a voice message. It is very easy. Maybe you just want to say hi. Maybe you want to comment on something we've discussed on the show. Or you can just vent about anything in your life.
Complain about whatever you feel like complaining about. No judgment. Until we play it back and judge you.
It will cut you off in a minute, though, so you got to keep it brief.
Are you ready for the first voice message?
Oh, yeah.
Jolene, when I heard your voice back on KISW, I was driving down the road, me and my car, I swear to God, we did our own little happy dance. Turning up the music and screamed out loud, "Welcome home, Jolene!" So glad that you're back. It's Daniel from Mount Vernon. Rock on!
Daniel, that's awesome. We keep meaning to mention that Jolene is back on KSW at night, so you can listen to her starting at 6 p.m.
That is right. Jolene's after the men's room. She really is. We've missed her so much. It's so nice to have her.
It's so nice to be able to catch up with her again and check in on her. And yeah, she's truly the best. So thank you for that message. All right, let's get to the one, though, about the guy in the neck tattoo that we mentioned.
Oh, Lord.
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I have a 25-year-old son. He pretty much, you know, he's a grown man. He's 25. He can make his own choices pretty much. But
pretty much. Not 100%. There's going to be a massive butt about to come in, and it's not Mike Tyson's.
Oh, no.
But he recently got a neck tattoo. And this drives me nuts. Like, I got to respect the fact that he's a 25-year-old and adult. But to be honest, I seriously want to kill him for that tattoo. It's a neck tattoo, for God's sake. Like, it just drives me nuts that the fact that my son has a neck tattoo. Like, it makes me just, like, want to kill him.
Whoa.
Maybe not talk to him for a couple of days, but eventually, you know, patch things up. I think killing is a rather aggressive way to handle this.
And I'm just wondering, like, is he tattooed all over and this is just his new tattoo, or did he start with the neck?
If he started with the neck, that is impressive.
That's bold.
So, Danny, you have, I think, I don't have any neck tattoos. You have how many neck tattoos?
Like 4.
Like little, like got some stars. You got the, I know the number 13 is somewhere on you, right?
No, I have two. I have a heart. I have two stars for the Sounders.
Oh, the
I
13's have, on the dong. My
yeah,
bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Oh my God.
I have the Grave Boy from Emo Night. So yeah, I you know what's funny too is like I always thought about it. Like I was like, oh, I'm just gonna get tattoos behind the ears, and then like I didn't really pay attention to the size, and I was like, oh, they're neck tattoos. Cool.
So what was the first one, and were you nervous to get it?
It was technically the stars was like the one that you could see easy, and no, not at all.
Because I know, like, for some of us, like, that's always, like, the running joke is, like, you know, even for me, like, for the longest time, I was like, I don't want to get anything under, like, short sleeves, so that way if I have to hide my tattoos, and then that kind of went out the window.
Yeah.
But still, I don't have anything that, like, if I wore a long sleeve shirt, you still wouldn't see I had tattoos. And I know, like, do you have a hand one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, technically, I have the one on, like, my knuckle.
Yeah, but it's below, like, the wrist.
Sure, yeah, you can see it. So I just kind of gave up. I was just like, you know what? I'm not trying to impress anyone anymore. And but the same thing, this guy, I don't want to, like, make my mom sad for the longest time. So that's why I didn't do it.
What's the big difference making mom sad or making dad want to kill you?
That's well, you never know. My mom is kind of aggressive. She might have been like, I want to kill Danny.
I thought about it just the other day. I'm like, I wonder if I would get a hand tattoo. And my first thought was, well, what if I have to get, like, a job? And I'm like, what am I doing? I'm 50. I'm like, I'm here. Like, at what point am I going to stop thinking like that? Like, what if I have to get a real job?
Right.
Where I have to get, you know, get hired. And if they see the tattoo, they'll be like, we're not hiring you. It's like such a dumb way to think.
I'm also so glad he doesn't consider this a real job.
It's not. I still say, I'm like, at some point, I might have to get, like, a grown-up job. And I'm not sure when that's going to be. I hope never.
Also, fun fact about neck tattoos, they hurt the least out of all of my tattoos.
Let's go.
Yeah, I was like, did not hurt at all.
What about throat tattoo?
I can't do a throat. God, sorry.
No. See, that's where I'm like, okay, a little neck tattoo. Like, I've thought about if I was ever to get a tattoo, one of the placements I would think was behind the ear because it's super cute.
And that's where you would get the lips?
Yeah, lips or a heart.
Okay. My lips.
Oh, okay.
Either there or the tramp stamp or on my hip, you know, the options. But I think if this guy got the throat is part of your neck. So when I think of a neck tattoo, that's what I think of. And that's very intense.
It is.
There's no hiding that.
Well, how soon until you get the face tattoo?
Ooh.
I feel like that's like, now that's the ultimate, like, zero F's given.
I've considered it.
What would you get?
I'm not sure yet. I mean, I
can't get,
like,
teardrops. I know you're emo boy, but that means a whole other thing.
See, but I should do like, I should do something emo at that point, like little graves or something.
Oh,
like
a little
teardrops.
A little piece of pizza right
there. There you go. Yeah. I've considered it, but I haven't done it yet.
Yo, that would be hilarious if people are like, does Danny have teardrop tattoos under his eyes? Like, no, look closely. It's just a slice of pizza.
And it's not any pizza. It's Dion's.
Right.
Danny, you cannot pull that off. Please don't do that.
Oh, I could pull it off.
No. No, I'm just trying to picture. No. Do you think he could pull off a face tattoo?
Yeah, he already has one on his neck.
Thank you.
But the face is way different.
Well, I mean, he's not going to get, like, the Mike Tyson half of his face tattoo. I think it would be something, it wouldn't be anything, like, super crazy. I know some people have, like, little ones, that like, kind of, like, above their temple, and they look pretty cool.
Yeah, and back to this guy, I'm like, at least he didn't get a face tattoo. It's just a neck tattoo. Wait till he gets the face tattoo.
Yeah, wait, then what is that going to do?
He's going to follow through with the threat.
Yeah.
I always thought it was cool when bald people had their whole head tattooed.
Yeah.
Or like a spider web or flames.
Yeah. Octopus wrapping around.
I had for a half a second toyed with the idea, like, when they have, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like it's a process to make it look like you have like you shaved your head.
Oh, yeah.
But like little stubble. And basically what it is just little tiny dots tattooed on your head.
What?
I mean, I think there's maybe a little bit more to the process, but in a nutshell, it's just a bunch of tiny dots tattooed to your head to make it look like you just have a little bit of stubble, so you still have a full head of hair.
That's weird.
I was like, it just seems like a lot of effort.
I think you should just get your face tattooed on your bald head.
Don't threaten me with a good time. I think my wife might kill me if I did that, though. Should find this guy and they'd both get on me.
Oh, yes. Well, with Thanksgiving being next week and all, we want to know what dumb things you are thankful for. So go to the Odyssey app, slide into our VMs, leave us a voice message about the dumbest thing you are thankful for.
Yes.
Now, you might recall that Sarah's power went out.
Yes.
And she was very disappointed in the whole situation, but it was an incredible comedy of errors yesterday, including garage doors and leaf blowers. Find out what happened at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yesterday, if you stumbled upon Sarah's Instagram stories, which I did twice, actually. Yes. Let's just say we all went on an adventure with her and her family as her stories started off with this.
And we still don't have power today. And my poor father, you guys, does not know what to do with himself. And he is outside, not only like sweeping our driveway.
Now picture, if you will, Sarah's like in the, on the second level, I guess, of your house.
Yes.
And you're filming outside the window like a creepy like stalker as your dad is out there. And he just looks like a little ant.
Tiny.
Like he's so far away and he's got a broom in his hand, one of those big ass brooms. And he's just like... like, with no rhyme or reason, just sweeping up leaves.
All the debris, yes.
He's literally sweeping the entire cul-de-sac we live in. He's a good neighbor, I tell ya. Or he's crazy, I don't know. Now he's doing other people's driveways.
That's the part that killed me.
The part that I was cracking up was thinking about the neighbors looking out and being like, does bro have a rake or like any other tool other than a push broom?
I'm thinking, should we call the cops? There's a random person outside of our house. And he's now in our driveway sweeping leaves.
I literally pulled in the cul-de-sac yesterday and I saw that he was just doing our driveway. And I like just sat in my car and was like, oh no, he's unhinged. He's unhinged.
I think it's amazing.
The funniest part is Sarah sent us to our little group message a picture and I didn't really look at it that well. And also, like you said, he's very small in the pictures he sent us. So I just saw and I saw he's sweeping and I was like, he has like a kitchen broom out there. What is he doing? So then I thought, oh, I should be like, why doesn't you guys just get a leaf blower? And I'm like, oh, there's no way he knows how to operate a leaf blower. So I went with rake.
I mean, but this wasn't the only thing that happened. And like, it continued to like spiral down like this most, I mean, everyone's dealing with that. Not everyone. I'm fine. Power wasn't out of my house.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, but right now Sarah seems to be the only one on the show that doesn't have power.
Yep.
But a lot of people are dealing with that, and some people are just finding ways to kind of keep occupied.
Which, okay, I was fine if he wanted to sweep all the stuff in our driveway, but then going to the whole cul-de-sac and then doing other people's driveways, I'm like, you're the weird one in the neighborhood.
I'll be honest, though, one time when it snowed, and I was shoveling up all like my old walkway and my old development where I lived, and I was like, it triggered like old memories of when I was a kid, and I would do the neighbors. So I just kept shoveling the neighbor's walkway as well.
Aww. That's really
they
nice
were
of
fired up until I asked for $10 like I used to get when I was a kid, and they were like, what the F? No, I didn't do that part, but but I was like, I don't know why I just got caught up in the moment, so I get why he was doing that.
Well, and this morning, I don't know if you saw, but we got texts first thing this morning already asking about your garage door because that was a problem.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well,
this was like episode 2 of the reality show that is your house.
My father was frantically texting me, my husband, and my brother about how he left his car in the garage and could not get his car out of the garage. Steve, you said it was really easy to do, but
right, I told you, I was like, look, I'm telling you, if you just go on YouTube, you will find a tutorial on how to do this in 45 seconds or less. Like it's all it is pulling a string and then reconnecting that part to the garage. But like once you pull the string, the garage just opens.
Yeah.
It's easy to pull it open.
So when I came home, I suggested, let's try it together. And he denied me because he pretty much was like, we're too weak together. So then my brother was the next to come over.
These doors are not like, they're not like hundreds of pounds.
It's, no.
You can see it. Like, the garage door is not heavy.
No.
No, I don't know what he was thinking, but you know me. I was like, all right, if you don't want to try, listen, I'm going to go take a nap. Deuces, have fun. But then my brother came over and he was like, no, we need to wait for George.
Oh my God.
Who is a muscular man. So the four of us.
Who's been actually working hard all day.
All day long.
Like he's actually using his hands.
Yes.
He's outside.
In this weather.
Yeah.
Also, sorry, Joey, you're not muscular enough.
Says the guy who goes to the gym all the time.
Yeah.
Do we need to have a consultation about his workout plans?
I mean,
you can't physically lift up a garage door?
Well, listen, Joey was also not really wanting to do anything. So he was just sipping on his hot coffee.
Joey would make for a great foreman. He would just sit around.
Tell people what to do.
Tell people what to do and just drink his coffee.
Exactly.
And then tell you how you're doing it wrong.
So then literally, George comes home from work, pissed off because my father's been blowing him up. You guys, 5, maybe even 10 seconds, George, easily just lifts the garage. BJ's shocked, like, how did he just do that?
He is so strong.
Oh, wow. And then George is like, it's literally not that hard, you guys. And then I was like, well, give us a lesson. So then we put the garage back down, and then he taught BJ and I how to do it. And then we practiced, and BJ was like, wow, it really wasn't that hard or heavy.
It's like sketch comedy.
It's ridiculous.
You can't even write this.
So they broke quiet. The doors aren't light, but there's a gigantic freaking spring that assists the opening and closing of these for the human to open these garage doors.
Yes, yes. And then George informs me, hey, we have a leaf blower, by the way. So next time, PJ, if you want to sweep the entire cul-de-sac, you can just use the leaf blower. And then it was literally right in front of our faces, too. It was like, George is like, it's right here, you
guys.
Was
it out of the box?
It was out of the box. However, I don't know if it needs batteries or something. So BJ was like, I probably wouldn't even know how to use it anyway. Plus,
do
we trust him?
It's probably corded. I don't know if he has a cord long enough. I don't know if it's an electric one.
No, probably not long enough for the whole cul-de-sac.
My other question then is, because I saw in your stories, which was very entertaining, and people should go to your Instagram, which is just type in, what, the Ooh Sarah?
Yes.
And you can watch these stories on our Instagram page. Then at some point, you guys are pulling out what looks like a rather large generator.
Yes.
So why don't you have power anymore?
Well, because BJ got this generator years ago from the last power outage, and it still had all of the gas in the generator. So the gas is super old, so it didn't work. So then it was the discussion.
Oh, gas isn't like alcohol, it just stays fresh.
I know. I was like, is it going to catch fire? Because that wouldn't be good. But other than that, I think it's fine, right? And George is like, that's not how it works. And then did the whole, like, I'd have to this. And I was like, I don't care that much. Like, the refrigerator's stuff is probably gone. And then BJ was like, oh, yeah, and I'm not actually going to stay here without power. I'm leaving you guys. So we were like, well, then why did you need the generator then? Like, he was like, well, I thought for you. And I was like, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. You go wherever you're going. So then he packed up his entire life, and I don't know when we'll see him again.
So it says, George okay? Does he need to go decompress over some beers? I almost sent George a text. I'm like, how you doing, man?
He is not okay. If you look in the videos,
he doesn't talk.
He doesn't talk because that's how you know George is so annoyed, because I'm the one giving BJ crap for not knowing really much. And then we'll ask George about it, and he's just silent. And BJ's like, oh, he's not even talking to us.
He's going to punch one of you guys at some point.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. Probably BJ.
Well, I hope your power comes back today, Sarah, for George's sake.
It's not looking like it, but thanks.
Last night, the CMAs happened. What are the CMAs? And as rockers, should we even care about the CMAs? We're going to find out after AWOL Nation.